This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Habayim. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Kuf Nun Gimel. We're in the middle of Se'if Ches. Se'if Ches discusses the principle Hazmana Lav Milsahi. The Mechaber said that if you build a house Stam and then you sanctified it as a shul, it has a din of a shul. But it's not holy until you daven in it. Even if you build it as a shul, if you daven it, even guess temporarily, since it's designated for tefillah, it's kadosh. But im lefisha hikdishai hakol kafi masha amru. Now, Mishnah Berurah says sif kata nun afilu im banuhu. Even if you built it, we say like this: afilu im banuhu, afilu archim lefisha. Even guess. Temporarily, says Mishnah Berurah, the Af Shahaya Maisa Gamkein, even though there was an act, Loi Mikri Rak Hazmana Ba'ama. It's only called designation. Kivan Shahaya Miyuchad. What does it mean, Kivan Shahaya Miyuchad? Ratzolaymer, Hazmana Haisa Hazmana Ma'ula. The designation was valid. Shehizmin Oysa La'ilam Lespalabai. If you designated it to daven in it permanently, Chumad Yisrael Elbasim Membeis, Tehecha Da Azmanei Lesuda La'olam Lemeitzabei Tefillin, that if you designate a cloth to wrap tefillin, Fitzarbe Afilu Pam Echad, and you wrapped even one time, Shavasel Meitzabe Zuzi, you can't wrap money. So what's required is a valid hazmana, a permanent hazmana, followed by using it even one time. So in other words, the words of the Mechaber mean that if you built it, L'shem Beis HaKnesses, and you davened in it even once, even guess temporarily, so it's Kadosh. U'la'afuke in his anoysa l'beis hatu'a rak l'fisha, as opposed to if you designate it only temporarily. V'haynu ad she'yavar ha'regel, let's say you designate it until Yom Tif is over, Oy Hayarid, or the fair is over, because that's when people gather. A temporary designation is not a designation. Then in the time, if you designate it only until Yom Tif, when Yom Tif comes, you could eat and drink in it. If you designate it temporarily, it's all in accordance with how you designate it. It says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Nun Beis, Hainu Sha'amar Stam. Let's say you say Stam. Ani Mazmin Oysa L'Regalim. I designate it for Yom Tif. Demash Mahaloshin B'cholei Shia Regal. That implies whenever it's Yom Tif. Al Kin Chashuv Hazman Oylamis. Al Kalpanim Al Oysa Hazman. V'Osar B'zeh Hazman. It's considered an eternal designation, at least for that time period that you designated it for. Ustam Hazman Al-Fisha. In general, a temporary designation, Kfar Kasa B'Beis Yosef B'Shem Mordechai, Deloi Chashiva Hazman Eklal. Stam Hazmana is not a Hazmana at all. Kama Shikasavnu Metchila. Meaning, the Mishnah Berurah is bothered by a question. What does Mechaber mean? Im Lefi Shah Hikdishai? Lefi Shah Hikdishai, that's not a designation. Hazmana Lefi Shah is not a designation. No. V'im Lefi Shah Hikdishai means you designated it for specific times, but eternally. Always on Pesach, always on Yom Tif, always on the second Tuesday of the second Adar. But if you just designate, I want this to be a shul for a week, it's nothing, it's nothing, it's nothing. Regarding making a stipulation, fine, Sif Tes. We'll start Sif Tes. Kishamoichrim anshe hakfar beis hakneses. When the men of a village sell a shul, yecholim lamachray mimkar oilam. They could sell it forever. They could sell it permanently. V'haloikeach yasabay mashiritza. The buyer could do what he wants. Chutz mi merchatz. He can't make it a bathhouse. Uborski, or a tannery. Ubeis tefila. and a house of a mikvah, ubeis hakisei. The buyer could do whatever he wants with it. What if they designate it as a shul and people come in and they bring their phones in? So is that called davening in it? Or that's not called davening in it. So it was never sanctified. Hazmana lav milsa, and that's not davening. So maybe you could sell it. What do you say? Let's say you designate, so it's hazmana. Hazmana lav milsa. And a shul where they have phones, it's not tefillah. The chayra, it doesn't, I don't know. You could ask your rabbi, as long as it's a rabbi that doesn't let you bring phones in. So then he's qualified. Otherwise you can't ask him. Anyway, I just thought I might mention that. Siv Tet, let's see the Mishnah Brura. Siv Kata Nun Gimel. Anshe Hakvar Beis HaKnesses. V'hu Adin B'shal Krachim. It's not only a village shul, it's also a shul of a big city. If they hinged that all cells are dependent on one person, Hamavar el Besayf Siv Zayin. Mimkar Oilam, why can you sell forever? Kivan Sha'anche Ir, Toiva Ir, Maskimim Lahamachira. Since the people of the city, or the Tuvei Ha'ir, agree to the sale, Ukidal El Besayf Zayin. We'll see tomorrow why. You can't sell it for a merchatz because these are tashmishim megunim. Okay? Have a good day, everyone. We're going to hold it over here for today. Kol tov.
Recording stopped.
Have a good day, everyone. Kol tov.
You should have quoted your line. You're a great line. Somebody who has died of multiple deaths at the end of the planet, so.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.